Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We want to hear from you, of course, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Questions, comments, concerns. If you're too afraid to give us a call, you can always email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we got you. Social media, if you're on Facebook, you can jump into, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J, Stimulus J, will he'll get you into the Smooth Drama group. So once again, if you're on Facebook, myself or Stimulus J will get you into the Smooth Drama group. And basically, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, ask to jump in and follow us, or we'll follow you, whatever. We can make it work. We can intermingle. We can just be manipulating and all that, demonstrating. Percolate.
Manipulate.
Celebrate.
And demonstrating. And percolate. Oh, I like that.
Motivating.
Hey.
And now I start making up shit like ramicating, doula baiting.
Okay.
Masturbation.
Oh.
Or capation.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
So, I'm happy.
Some interesting
word choices.
You know,
as I told everybody. First, I have a personal milestone. I finished my second book, Sponge Man and Ratchet.
Yay! That deserves an applause.
That's right. Let me just clap for it. Clap for it. All right. So now that I'm done sucking my own dick, I can go back to.
Wow. For real?
Okay. No, it's...
You just can't be happy. You just can't be proud. Let's just be happy and proud. How about that?
No, it used to be... Remember, that used to be an insult, right? You know, certain things that was insults back in the day ain't insults no more. Like, you say, you'll tell somebody, suck my dick. And nowadays, they're like, yeah.
I don't know. I think some people still use it as an insult, though, which I've never understood that, because I always thought that was supposed to be a good thing, but, I don't know.
You know, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, that used to be an insult, or like, kiss my ass, and folks are like, yeah, toot it up.
I guess it depends on the inflection.
Right.
Of your word choice.
So it's like Serena Williams say, hey, kiss my ass. You're like, okay. But
if she said that to me, then I would like take it as I would be offended because I'm you know.
Right.
You would be like, oh, okay, let's go. But I wouldn't be like, let's go. So, you know, it depends.
Anyway, I didn't even want to go there. It just, see, because a lot of people like, you got the stimulus check. A lot of people were happy they got their stimulus check, whatnot. And, I was happy. And then you find out that millionaires get $1.6 million in their stimulus check.
I'm trying to figure that out. How do they need to be stimulated?
I know everybody needs to be stimulated. And everybody loves
it. Do they really?
I I know
millionaires and billionaires need to be stimulated financially, really.
No, they don't need to be stimulated financially. And I'm saying that I just need to, we just need to flip something around, right? Because my 1200 as opposed to their 1.6. Okay. Moving on.
Exactly. Because, I mean, if you live in California, that's not even rent for most people.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, you can pay some of your rent and buy some groceries. You know, that's about it. Pay some bills. That's not going to, that's just going to help you for this month or next month. It's not going to hold you until you get your money, you know, until you get your job back. That's crazy.
We got to pay it back anyway. But that's another.
Well, I keep hearing we don't, so I keep hearing contradictions in that story.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Ah, that button. I got to shock myself again. You know, Mike Sonko. Have you heard of Mike Sonko?
I have not.
Mike Sonko is the governor of Nairobi, Kenya. And folks was hating on him after he announced his plan. He was giving out coronavirus packs, right? Like, of stuff. So he had different things. And one of the things he had in there was, you know, a small bottle of Hennessy, right? He was giving them food, and he gave them some Hennessy. And, you know, he made a joke. Like, there's research from WHO that says that alcohol plays a very major role in killing the coronavirus or any sort of virus. He said in the clip, he's laughing, right?
Yeah.
And so he gives people Hennessy.
So he's doing it as a joke.
Yeah, but, I mean, he gave people Hennessy.
Yeah, as a joke, because alcohol. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, I didn't understand why people were hating. I mean, they were going in hating on him. Like, he's clowning global pandemic. No, he's helping his people. And he's saying, look, it's some hard-ass time. Here's some Hennessy. Because I'm a guess.
I mean, what if you don't drink Hennessy, though?
Then you can give it to somebody who does.
Okay. I mean, I don't see a big deal in it either. I mean, it was a joke.
Right. You should know him. I just thought people were hating on him because he said Hennessy. Like, there's worse things in life if you don't drink. Hey, look, I'm gonna leave this out on the porch. First person to get it, got it. Now, you might cause some death in the village, right? Because folks are trying to get to that Hennessy. But, you know, it's like one of those things. Spit it out there. Hey, I don't drink Hennessy. Here you go. Just leave it out there on the porch.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say you save it for company, but if you can't have company right now, so yeah, you would have to give it away to save it for whenever we do ever get to have company again.
Even though people were having parties, like Dak Prescott had a party of 30-some people, they just out there flaunting, like, yo, we getting it in. It's like... People,
I don't know. I would just feel really weird about being at a party right now.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
I think even when all this is lifted, I'm going to feel weird. I probably won't feel right until, what is this, 20? It'll probably be like four or five years before I even feel like safe around people.
That's how we doing it.
Like, for real.
Like, hey. It's a Police song. You remember that Police song?
Don't
on their first album, Synchronicity.
Yeah, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Is that one?
Don't stand so close to me.
And see, I'm already like that, though. I'm already like, give me my, you know, I have a bubble. You know, we talk about the kids in the bubble. Like, I say, hold your hands out, and that's how far you have to stay away from me. Okay. I'm just not, you know.
Yeah.
No, thank you. You're too
close. We're about to raise some cold-blooded people. there's going to be some cold-blooded people in society, because we already see how people are who don't get enough hugs as it is, and so now it's going to be really out there. Because there's going to be some people who are going to get over, and some
well,
not.
You just can't hug everybody, though. You really can't.
True. But I'm guessing when this is lifted, there won't be a lack of trying. Case in point. So, there are people who have asked for stuff. You know, it's an extraordinary time, right? So that, like, the 93-year-old woman who went viral because she asked for beer. She's like, "Hey, I'm on my last 12 minutes. I have a beer every night. Beer has vitamins in it. It's good for you, as long as you don't overdo it." So she said that. They put it on the internet. She got like 10,000 likes. And guess what happened?
Coors Light. She got a beer?
No, Coors Light came to her house. Right?
Wow.
Coors Light came to her house and dropped her off 150 beers.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm doing the wrong thing. I am doing the wrong thing.
Well, what do you want to happen?
If they're going to drop off 150 or something, I have to think about it. Yeah, and maybe it'd be something that people could talk about in the chat room and whatnot. What would you want 150 of?
I just 150. I mean, if I had to choose anything, it would just give me $150. I'm not into alcohol like that. And
well, we ain't saying
you know.
Alcohol can be anything.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, I don't know. Give me the money, and then I'll figure it out once I get it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, I did see there's a new phenomenon out here.
What is that?
Exercise ball masturbation, or what I call ball queefing. You put an exercise ball, so you lay on your back, and you know you open up your legs and you put the exercise ball on there, and apparently that's exercise ball masturbation ball queef.
Yeah,
Shelter.
But you know what a queef is, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vagina farting. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, you know, yeah. It's just
I don't know. The video. I saw the video and it was kind of like okay. I mean, she was pretty limber. I don't know if the ball was, like, stretching her out more. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
It was interesting, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you're into exercise balls and masturbation, you need comedy.
Yeah, I mean... Exercise is okay. Masturbation is wonderful. I mean, the two combined, I guess if that's your thing, enjoy.
You said that. You was like, wonderful. Like, okay. I see you brown sugar.
What? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
You know, exercise is good. Masturbation is wonderful. Oh my god.
Did you hear it in my voice?
Yeah, it was just like
you can hear
on your finger stood up when you said that, like wonderful. Okay.
I mean, you know. It's been a minute. This shelter in place, you know.
Yeah, shelter in place is
It's rough.
Right. So that's why people are exercise ball masturbating. It's like we just getting extra creative out here in this piece.
I appreciate the creativity, though. I really do.
Hey, you know, you see people going the extra length. People are definitely going the extra length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all this idle time.
Yep. No, on that note, speaking of idle time, we're going to go on break. This is a Diggable Planet Nickel Bag.
Sugar's on your block. The planets let them flash in the corners of New York. The ghetto, the meadow, the Mr. Butterfly, the honeybug bug and Mr. Honeybee. The sun, the kiss, the pump for a bit. The dip with the soul and some jazz for your hips. The puff, the buzz, the lippy heavy slick. The mecca get a rush when the beats be very thick. The hands, the feet, the brown baby treat. The family fumble loose and drink the doodle juice. The steps, the flams, the planets got dance. The people get a grip with the tape from a jam. A nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk,
a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk,
a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
The big, the fat, the cool cat, the psychedelic soul puts the planets on the map. The chic, the love, the far out name, the lack of the funk's the main. While we came, the boogie gets done, the colors won't run, the funk hits the square, the kids gotta come. The pizza with the pop, the west or stop, the crew after crew that do the grass hop. Cool is black, the new school is fat, the beats by the ounce, the funk by the pack, the groove is the fix, the jitterbug fix, the hanging off the butts with the fat soul kicks. That's my nickel bag of funk, my nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. I said a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Oh, a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk. So wide, the hip, dig it, that's the trick, the loop, the scene, and the funkifying it. The sound, the pound, the stacks, the flares, the baggy jeans, the naughty naughty hair, the twinkle in the eye, the kids living fly, the crew from the sky, the stuff that gets your high, the action, the work for the rhyme, we goes the whole nine. The papers won't rot, the vapors get got, the streets get the buzz, the funk up your block, the opium groove, the smacked out soul, the kicking it live, the fat gotta roll with my nickel bag of funk, my nickel bag of funk. A nickel bag of funk, a nick bag of funk,
a nickel bag of funk, a nickel bag of funk.
Nickel bag, a nickel bag. Ladybug will hit you with a nickel bag, a nickel bag, a nickel bag. Butterfly hit you with a nickel bag, a nickel bag, a nickel bag. Doodlebug will hit you with a nickel bag, a nickel bag, a nickel bag. Deepy's always hit you with a nickel bag.
Please wear clothes. Apparently, people have gotten so comfortable not wearing clothes that over in Maryland, they say, hey, you got to put your clothes on.
What does that mean?
They said, please remember to put pants on before leaving the house to check your mailbox. You know who you are. This is your final warning. Yeah.
So does that mean that people are just going to the mailbox in their underwear, or they're not?
Yeah.
What is, I mean?
Pretty much.
Okay, so they do have on underwear. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, a boy ran out in his boxes to grab a package off the steps of his front porch. Said the neighbor saw him and called it in.
Yeah.
People have a lot of stuff to do right now. So it's the littlest things. You know, apocalypse has folks on the edge on a whole other level. And it's not enough masturbation or porn to relieve that stress, right? So you got folks that they're just stressed. So even people who are getting sex on the regular now, because you're like doing the same things every day, you're like stuck. So unless you was on some honeymoon type, you know, the bloom is off. So folks is on edge. People that got people,
well,
they're on edge.
I can see people being on edge regardless of whether you're in the honeymoon stage or not, just because it's just stressful. The news is stressful. TV is stressful unless you're watching, you know, sitcoms all day or Netflix and all that all day.
Yeah.
But even that gets stressful after a while, so.
Which is why we got to laugh. So now we're going to go and talk to that man for the week. All right. So our dumbass of the week is Sonequa Lunsford. Yeah. Oh, Sonequa, who's pregnant, by the way. She stole a news van with the reporter inside. Yeah, so what happened was, I'll say this again. What had happened was...
thank you so much for clarifying.
That she crashed into a car into a gate of an apartment complex, jumped out of the car, and jumped into the local news channel CBS 46 van.
Okay.
So, yeah. So instead of just like driving off and taking your chances, you steal a news van.
Okay.
I mean, so as a pregnant woman, you could have made a big excuse, right? Like, hey, I felt a sharp pain, whatnot. And so it caused me, I got dizzy, whatever. You know, pregnancy, you can throw some stuff out there, right?
You can pretty much say whatever you want to say.
Exactly. Because everybody's like, oh, you're pregnant. Okay, we get it. You got to be safe, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she would get that. But no, she steals a news van because nobody would notice that van was gone. Nobody's checking.
Even with the reporter inside?
With the reporter, well, I guess she didn't check.
Oh.
She didn't check.
Okay.
So, yeah. Dumbass of the week.
Very smart. Poor baby.
Oh, Sonequa. I'm not trying to go there. Oh, Sonequa. But.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there on this. So, y'all know me as a conspiracy theorist. And if you don't know me as a conspiracy theorist, you about to get to know me. Get all up in my cranium with it. I'm going to take you on a ride, on a visual ride, that you probably ain't never been on before. Not in real life. So, remember when there was that mind control parasite? The cat parasite.
The who?
The mind control cat parasite is called Toxoplasma gondii.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, well, it causes toxoplasmosis, which is a disease caused by toxoplasmids, which is transmitted chiefly through undercooked meat or in soil or cat feces. Symptoms are generally they pass unremarked in adults, but infection can be dangerous to unborn children. And the symptoms are pain in the muscle, fatigue, enlarged lymph nodes, or headache. Now, what does that have to do with conspiracy theory? I mean, this is a scientific thing. So what makes Toxoplasma gondii a mind control parasite is it travels in mice in other animals, right? And so it makes mice not afraid of cats because it needs cats because there's something about the physiology of cats that makes this. It could go in and sexually it can reproduce and it can control your cat and it can multiply in your cat. Mind control parasite. So, my conspiracy theory, maybe viruses are trying to take over. See, there's an ignorance in the fact that viruses are organisms that don't have a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
But if we look, brown sugar, at the mind control parasite, Toxoplasma gondii, which is scientists talk about it. Matter of fact, it's reached Hawaii. It causes animals to do things. It's controlling the animal. So they say right now it controls mice, and it wants to get inside cats so that it can grow and expand. So let's just say viruses. They're working in concert. We'll speculate there that viruses are working in concert. How would they work in concert? You do things and you control people and make them do things that are detrimental to them. So, for right now, we had the coronavirus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about the coronavirus and how people wash their hands, and you see people are out there, and they don't care. They come together in huge crowds. They're doing their thing. It doesn't matter, right? So, what if the parasite is inside them, telling them to do that?
So how would we know if it was, though?
Well, that's the thing. So we look at the viruses. And a lot of these viruses, they hop across species, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus is the one, you know, they say it came from the bat, whatnot, or somebody ate something. And they already proved that the pangolin can transmit the coronavirus. A lot of people don't have pangolins in their neighborhood, but it's something that can it can give it out. So we talk about influenza. We know it had an avian origin, you know, birds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people know about bird flu, but we go back to ancient days, 14th century, bubonic plague. Bubonic plague came from people eating rat, you know, cats. It was carried by rodents, cats, and, you know, you can get infected by fleas. Offering that were carried on to from the rats and the cats. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is once again, viruses spreading through different creatures to get to us. And so, mosquitoes. You can get diseases from mosquitoes.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Rabies kills about 55,000 people every year, mostly in Asia and Africa. You know, your animal, because if you don't get them the shot, right, your animal can develop rabies and bite you, and you get rabies. And you can die. Wild animals can have it too. So, now, if you can't get it that way, we're talking about undercooked meat. So, let's say you're eating that steak, medium rare. Cha-ching. Let's say you're a gardener. You're a healthy person. You're a vegetarian. It's in the soil. Or cat feces. It's like airborne. So, when you see people doing crazy stuff that's just illogical, I ask you this question, Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just people not making sense? Or could they possibly being controlled by a virus? So I ask people out there listening. I mean, you think about it for a second. Have you fit into any of those categories? If you have a pet, yeah, you've seen your pet do some weird stuff. Is it because your pet is just acting kooky? Or is your pet trying to give it to you? Because the virus is telling it to do it.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it's a conspiracy theory. It sounds crazy, right? Because it's a virus. It's a virus. Hey, it's a virus. Get nothing to me. Can't do nothing to me. I'm invincible. But that could be the virus talking. Because you have a lot of crazy people out there who are acting like, even though there's like 1,000 people dying a day, people are acting like it's nothing. I mean, what we had in San Francisco, they found like 13 people dead. In Hayward, they found like 20 people dead in a nursing home. Even in light of the fact that people are dying, folks are acting like it's not happening. So, I'm asking you, Brown Sugar, and I'm asking anybody out there. Do I sound crazy when I say maybe the viruses have a plan? Y'all see animals in the street.
It wouldn't be like so far-fetched, I guess, would it?
No. I remember there's a Stephen King movie. Remember Dreamcatcher? They spread it through animals. The aliens was taken over and it got inside the guy who's in Billions and was in Homeland, the show. It was inside of him. Then it got into a couple other folks. Parasites. Maybe they talk, maybe they don't. They have a theme though. I thought of way crazier things, maybe. But I'm saying, if scientists, and these scientists say that it's the first time that it's in Hawaii, right, and it's with the feral cats, And so it's they haven't really done research on what it does to humans. I mean, we're in an unprecedented time. It's an unprecedented time. So who's to say what is where and why? I mean, things are changing. So there's a lizard, the skink lizard. Skink lizard is going through a transformation. Skink lizard, you know, lizards, they lay eggs. Well, the skink lizard is different because skink lizard can lay eggs or it can give birth. Some unprecedented stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now they say that was the natural, but they had never seen a skink lizard that did both. But then they discovered one that actually laid some eggs and then at the same time gave birth. Who knows?
Wow.
I mean, because we talk about evolution, right? Who knows what nature is doing? The takeover.
Yeah, who knows? Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, viruses mutate, so.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that part of evolution?
Right. So, you know, there's people who believe that there are lizards that control humanity, whatnot. They're a part of it. David Icke, people like that, they believe that there's some alien hierarchy species. Trying not to say it.
Isn't that what that V was based on? The program V?
Yeah, they were aliens, but no, they're whole books where they talk about it. Species, alien species that do that, and V was based off of that, and that. You know, all I ask, and once again, I ask you that question. Like people who get headaches, migraine headaches, whatnot, maybe it's the virus trying to get you to do stuff, and your inner brain is like, nah. I asked the question.
I was gonna say, since you brought up migraines, because I've suffered from migraines since I was 16, and you don't want to do anything but lay down, so. I don't know what other thing they might be trying to make me do, but when I have them, I just want to be quiet and lay down.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm not talking about, I'm just saying, headaches is one of the symptoms of the mind control virus, parasite.
Something is trying to control my mind. Huh?
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah, I undercooked meat. So if you're a medium rare person, check.
Nope.
Got you. If you're one of them gardeners, you know what? I work with the soil. I'm not about that meat. Got you. It's there. You got a pet. You got a cat, especially. I ain't naming no names. I'm just saying, if you got a cat. That cat's with you, whatnot.
Yep.
Are you susceptible to that mind control? What is your cat doing? So remember how you would see things where the cat would be like with the kids? And sometimes they would say cats would like try to smother kids.
Oh, they would take their breath, yeah.
Yeah. So that an urban legend, or is that the parasite?
I don't know.
Stephen
King had a movie based on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where cats were the enemy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it turned out not to be a cat, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, remember it was some
oh, in Pet Cemetery, huh? Yeah.
Well, no. It was the movie. The cats were the enemy of the things that were trying to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe cats are the fall of civilization. I don't know. I just maybe pets. I don't know. I just wanted to put that out there because I was feeling it, and so
something to think about.
Just something to think about. Yeah, when you're in the middle of the apocalypse, aka Twilight Zone, you have time to think and ponder things. But
yeah.
I'm gonna go on break. I'm gonna let y'all think about it. This is Rhapsody. Hatshepsut.
Yeah. You telling me this, telling me that. Once you've been with me, baby, you never go back. Queens always have your back.
Always.
I'm thinking revert of that.
Yeah.
First time I ever saw your face, I fell in love just like that.
Up.
I know your burden gets bad. You taking care of my bag. We cry together, hold you down the days you broken and sad. And I'ma always keep it real. No, I don't care if you mad.
I'm here
to make you better. I'm just like Coretta, in fact. The only kings would understand just how that metaphor matched.
Yeah.
The keeper's still a queen. I'm just trying to follow her path.
Yeah.
A long walk to freedom when he fought through all of the wrath. I got a number if you want it. I got all of the math. All the hoodlums. I think all of us are good ones, St. Clair.
I see the God in you.
Even if we different, St. Clair.
Even if we different, though.
I know we all different when we pass.
We all
been through a lot. We got a lot still to repair.
We're working on it.
Did it all with love, God, and Jesus.
Amen.
World in his palms. Our king still need a Lisa.
Need a
I hope he treats her better than Tommy Boy treated Keisha.
Y'all.
You gotta love your queen, cause God knows that you need us real.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Even living single, we connected by the tribe. Was raised by a queen. Know how to be one and love one and raise a king. When he told out the tribe how to love him. Queens come in all shapes and colors. Though we sit on thrones, we don't look down on each other. I learned how to rule from my mother and Monty. Got the blood of the Ashanti. I could be Cleo or Gandhi to protect mine. The speech of mine, words of Jersey, I'm a giant. The queen's pride stronger than all of mine. Connected by a line. Sisterhood. The day you try to test me, look on me, I wish you would. Open doors for the ladies as a queen like I should. That's why I'm Queen Latifah, every village and every hood. And I'm good in every city worldwide. Well, I've been reigning for the last 25. So all hell the queens and the next ones to arrive. Came out of Jersey with naughty dudes and hella drive. Just another day above ground. Working my thighs, we running it. Remember the days me and Foxy had some fun with this. When I would bust you dead in your eyes, it's called humbling. Been holding it so it's now fumbling. I'm a child of God versus sentiment. Telling them to clear shots to the top. And I ain't talking guns and shit. Just so all the queens know that every single one of them has a pro spot crown. And I've been proud to rock all my blood royal. And that's word to Lancelot. From the soil to the sun, you stunned. There ain't no shot, another black rain. Can't no water nourish the crop. That's why we flourish on top. Call us queen.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Rhapsody. Hatshepsut. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. We just gonna run through some stuff, Brown Sugar. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to run.
You ready to run? Because I know you you're sitting up there, you're second guessing stuff. You're like, how can I get my virus check on? Y'all hold off on that. I don't want nobody panicking. Don't slay your pets or anything like that.
Well, I'm lucky I don't have any cats, so.
Yeah. Cook all your meat. I'm saying. It's the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, yeah, we've talked about the billionaires and how they feel about you. And, you know, so it was speculation on my part, allegedly, until our homie Dick Kovacevic came out. He used to run Wells Fargo until 2007. I'm going to give you his words. He said he wants people under age 55 to return to work in late April if the outbreak is contained enough. So his words are, we'll gradually bring those people back and see what happens. Some of them will get sick. Some may even die. I don't know, he said. Do you want to suffer more economically? Or take some risk that you'll get flu-like symptoms and flu-like experience. Do you want to take an economic risk or a health risk? You get to choose. My homie Dick. Mm. COVID-7. Mm. Straight from
he sounds the like his name. Ground.
Yes. Wait, no. See? See? Because you're saying Dick is bad. But no, in the real world, Dick is good.
Okay.
See,
all right.
It's reversed.
Well, he's an ass, if nothing else, then, for sure.
But ass is good. See?
Well, he's a jerk. How about that? Is that better? He's a jerk. All right.
Although some people can say jerking is good. But I digress.
Okay.
Not going there. I'm just saying. The use of words. Anyway. Oh, Dick. Hey, y'all got a choice. Y'all hear that, right? Y'all got a choice.
Well, you know, Dr. Oz is saying the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
They're all saying, you know, the percentage of people who may die is so low that we might as well just get on ahead with our lives and continue.
Yeah. Just get up out there.
It's like, what?
I'm not going to be out there with y'all, but go and get up out there. That's the funny part. They're like, yo, do your thing.
Exactly.
Yep. Don't run through next. Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. What's that shit that happened again? The one thing that hasn't happened, people, we talk about racism and things that happen every day. We celebrate negativity in some people, but don't celebrate positivity in another. So,
mm-hmm.
Master P, he has a cleaning service, right? So
mm-hmm.
He offered his services free to elderly people 60 and up. They'll come and clean your place in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So he said you just got to sign up, and they'll have the folks come through and keep it clean so the elderly don't die. You know? That's some beautiful shit right there.
That is.
Folks don't even understand how huge that is, because a lot of elderly, they don't the wherewithal to be able to clean and also do the things that you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So him doing that is like, you know, that's big hearted, and he's paying
very
for it,
so.
Right? Then Michael Che, who in New York, where his grandmother, in the apartment complex where his grandmother passed from the coronavirus, he...
Oh, his grandmother passed from the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
I knew she passed, but I didn't know that's how she passed.
Yeah, so he paid for everyone in that complex housing projects. He paid for their rent.
Yeah, stuff like that.
So you hear about it. It's got little blurbs in the news, right? But if you're watching the news, they don't lead off with that. So I actually watched the news. I looked at different news things, and that didn't come up. They talked about a lot of stuff about the coronavirus, whatnot. But that stuff didn't come up. I think it's one of those things that you should highlight those things, because you want to show folks in the negative light, but when they do something positive, you can't show that. It's I won't say disturbing. You had the fatigue on it. You know, it's natural, but I think it's unjustified that you can't show that.
Yeah.
So, last but not least, least but not last. All right. So there's an individual called the Bad Baby. Name spelled B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E. Okay. Automatically, you just have no credibility with me when your name is Bad Baby. And if you spell it differently, it's even worse. And so apparently they did a photo shoot where they were a little bit darker, and folks just had a fit. Oh my God, how dare you be a little bit darker? So she fired back. Hey, Lil' Kim went and did lighter. Michael Jackson went and did lighter. Didn't work out for them, y'all having the fit. I just did a photo shoot where I had a little bit darker makeup. You know, folks talking that cultural appropriation and all that. And so, if you heard me talk about it, you know my feelings. That whole cultural appropriation thing, I don't care for any of that foolishness. I think it's ignorance on all sides. Because when I see black women with blue-eyed contacts and blonde hair, if a white woman came up to that female and said, "That's cultural appropriation. You won't have no recessive depressive genes. Why are you making fun of us?" What would they say?
What would they say?
Anybody. The black women that have blonde hair and blue eyes. Because technically, blonde hair and blue eyes is a recessive depressive trait.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cultural appropriation. I mean, if we care about those kind of things.
Yeah, I don't think we should do it either.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, obviously, there are people who go real far on the cultural appropriation argument. I mean, but these are the same people who use the N-word every other word, and it's all good because it's a term of endearment. But you could say it's a negative cultural appropriation. You internalize something that is still negative, but we're out there claiming it, hugging it, tongue kissing it, having sex, having threesomes, couple swapping, all that. With the N-word. It's an orgy. It's an N-word orgy going on out there. Cultural appropriation. You didn't make it up. You stole it.
I think cultural appropriation has to do with more so them wanting to be successful on the culture of black people. So, I mean, if she's trying to gain profit from looking like a black woman, then that is a problem.
I mean,
just be who you are. Yes, it is.
Did it help Michael Jackson?
What do you mean? Him being, he was already famous before he did his vitiligo situation.
Right.
So, I mean, you can't really use him. And little Kim is no longer relevant. So she's using somebody who's like already was there at the top and somebody who's no longer relevant. So, I mean, I don't know what she's trying to say.
Okay. So I asked the question. So the cultural appropriation, trying to look like someone else to gain profit, whatnot. It didn't work for Lil Kim.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take an educated guess that Michael Jackson regretted looking like the ghoul who stole Halloween.
I would agree.
And so I asked cultural appropriation, because we talking about it, right? And I don't get it, because if she's tan, a lot of people tan. I don't really care. If people want to mess themselves. I mean, because cultural appropriation is seeing a big booty and killing yourself to have a big booty or big titties. Because technically that's culture, right? Because the big booty is cultural. It's not. But people are dying for this shit. So, cultural appropriation. Is that appropriating? Because if you're putting on a little bit darker makeup for a photo shoot, I don't think
mean, I get what you're saying, but I mean,
my skin isn't culture.
No, but your skin, because of who you are, dictates culture. We dictate what the culture is.
Nah, I don't think
so.
Nope. See,
so
people,
we don't dictate, then how come? I mean, you just said that people are out here dying to look like us. So if that's not dictating culture, then what is?
Well, no, not everybody has a big booty. What I was saying is this. When I say my skin isn't culture, because there are a lot of people who are new age minstrel show, right? So you can say a lot of these rappers do anything, whatever, wear a dress, whatever. That's minstrel showing. You're not dictating culture. They're dictating it to you because they're saying, hey, you wild and crazy. We going to like you for about 2 years.
Yeah, and I mean, doesn't mean that it's a positive cultural experience. It just is what it is. I mean, half of what we wear in society is because of the rap culture, hip-hop culture. So, you know.
Maybe for younger people, but I just asked, and this is that question I ask anybody as we're closing here. Cultural appropriation as something, as a vehicle somebody stealing from you, is it that serious? Or maybe it's the mind control parasite. I don't know. On that note,
and it might be.
Brown Sugar, Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If y'all want to continue this conversation, we're on the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.